relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
They're out of control. Have you seen what Letitia James has done against President Trump and his family? We'll give you that momentarily, but first things first. I met my colleagues from Salem. Yes, the Mucky Mucks, the C-suite individuals are in the swamp. And they're all, to a man of them, very complimentary about... They think I'm going to waste away. Not so fast, but it is Sebastian Gorka Mark II, 40 pounds lighter, thanks to the amazing work of the PhD weight loss team. The first diet in 20 years that has worked for me. Super easy. My wife is ecstatic. She's lost almost 30 pounds. Find out for yourself. No stupid starvation diet. No calorie counting. They loved that the best. My boss loved that photograph. That's my vest, my waistcoat from my tailor-made suit. Looks like it was made for a walrus. I've had to have everything taken in. You could be that slim. Go to myphdweightloss.com or call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900 or myphdweightloss.com. Myphdweightloss.com. More thanks to my Salem buddies, Joe Ferraro, Pete Packett, and Tim Robish of our Orlando stations, who just sent me this in the mail after we had that amazing event at that Harley Davidson dealership. It was our Freedom Expo. It's a bobblehead of me on a Harley. They said they couldn't mail me a Harley, so they sent me a little one. But what do you think? He's such a cynical individual. We'll ask Mr. G. Mr. G, I always thought bobbleheads don't really look like the people they're meant to represent. Does that look like me?
A little bit. It's pretty good. I think it looks like Jim Rome, to be honest with you. That's what I thought it was at first.
I have no idea who that is. Eric, does that look like me?
When I first saw it in the green room, for a split second, I thought it was a representation of Schwarzenegger on the motorcycle from T2. Then I saw you, and I was like, oh, that does look good.
John, does that look... Put it up again, Gee. Does that look like me?
It's a spitting image, Dr. G.
Thank you! Thank you. I'll give that man a pay rise. Okay, let's get back to work. Our first guest is the director of an amazing movie. He's the star of the first one. This is the sequel. And this is perhaps the most powerful, no, second most powerful part of the movie. I'll tell you what the first one is. It's an amazing clip from a certain Yuri Bezmenov. Play cut.
Ideological subversion. That is a phrase that I'm afraid some Americans don't fully understand. When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean by it?
Ideological subversion is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism. And you can see it quite clearly, the influence of Marxist-Leninist ideas.
The basic values of Americanism. That individual, now passed, Yuri Bezmenov, who described what is happening to America back in the 1980s, it's a clip that others like Dan Bongino use a lot. And I want to ask, why was it in a movie about what's happened to black America? And we're delighted to have with us the man who wrote that book, starred, wrote that movie, part director of it, Chad Jackson. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, Dr. G, thank you for having me on.
So I told you privately, I'm going to say it now again in front of all of our listeners, this movie from Larry Elder and you guys is even better than the original Uncle Tom. If you haven't seen it, I'm sorry, you're missing out. I don't care that it's on our website. It is that important. But why is a white Soviet defector in your movie. Explain the relevance of that Bezmenov clip.
Well, as he says in that clip, the name of the game was demoralization. And really what they were able to do were to demoralize all of America. Black activists were just in and amongst this whole umbrella of demoralization that took place in our country. And so as our title suggests, the film isn't just about Black America. It's about America at large. That's why we call it an American Odyssey, because we wanted to demonstrate how Marxism, this disease, has infected all of America. And it reached its peak in the 1960s, which is around the time that Uri is talking about.
So let me mention that clip of Bezmenov is, you know, just stunning. But the most powerful part of the movie for me as an immigrant to this country were, you know, the pre-title credits, the first four, three minutes, where you showed amazing color footage I'd never seen before of incredibly clearly prosperous Black families from the 40s and 50s. Why have I mean, I've been here for what, 12, 14 years. I've never seen footage like that. Who's hiding footage of Black Wall Street, of successful Black America? Why would people hide that footage, Chad, that you opened your movie with?
Well, it's not so much that they're hiding it, is that they're ignoring it. The mainstream media, unfortunately, and mainstream historians in our public school system, it really comes down to what do they emphasize. They emphasize struggle. They emphasize oppression when it comes to Black people, because they want to communicate this narrative that we are oppressed. And downstream of that being bitter, downstream of that being anger or angered or enraged, is the demand for policy. And so they want to push policy, socialist, egalitarian-esque policy is really their end goal. Stalin famously said, if I can take your history, I can take your country. And that's exactly what they've done with this Black success that our great-grandfathers and great-grandmothers enjoyed. They were patriots. We found hours of footage of Black Southerners having 4th of July parades, marching down the street with their American flags. These were people who loved their country, and they loved their God, and they loved their communities. And so if we can be blinded from that as American youth, as Black American youth, and the story that we're constantly being told is that this country hates us, it's always hated us, that's why you're an African-American, then we can begin to usher in some kind of egalitarian policy that will make life better for all people. And that's exactly where we are right now.
Has Black America forgotten this story? Do they not know that their grandparents and their great-grandparents were incredibly successful? What happened to those cultural memories, Chad?
That's a fantastic question. The fact of the matter is, what people understand today as Black culture really is, as Brandon Tatum eloquently points out in the film, it's a facade.
Yeah.
The reality is that we get our ideas and our notions of what Black culture is from the television screen, and or from whatever rapper is popular, more so than we do from our parents and our great-grandparents. People like to say that, oh, Black people are naturally conservative, and they're right to a degree, but they're right to the extent that there are some relics of that traditionalism that's passed down, but there's this kind of disconnect with how we vote. There's this disconnect with how we see ourselves as being a part of the larger American family. And all of this is deliberate. We also point out an individual in the film named Stokely Carmichael.
Yes.
Stokely Carmichael was one of the people who was pushing for us to refer to ourselves as African Americans.
We'll talk about what you reveal in the movie about the NAACP as well, which is shocking. We're talking to the co-producer of Uncle Tom 2. He's Chad Jackson. You can see it right now at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We'll be back with Chad in a moment. Stay on this channel.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
just stay on camera four for a little bit. It's too much fun. The woke crowd have seized control of America's public schools and universities. Now the minority of loud, loud woke voices are trying to take over our corporate. Yeah, camera four, the bike, the bike. The bike. There you go. Let's have some fun while I'm doing this. From Disney to American Express, companies are taking political positions they have no business taking. But there is an organization that's pushing back. It is the Job Creators Network. They need to hear from you. We outnumber the crazies. Check out your role in pushing back on the extremists trying to wokeify private business at rockthewoke.com. Disney and others have heard from Woke America. It's time they heard from you. Go to rockthewoke.com, rockthewoke.com. All right, we are back with Chad Jackson. Follow him right now on Twitter at Chad O. Jackson. He is co-producer, co-writer for the amazing sequel to Larry Elder's Uncle Tom. It's called Uncle Tom 2. Chad, you were a kind of star, I think, very early on in the original movie. It focused on your story as a successful self-made man and an entrepreneur who didn't see himself as a victim because of his skin color. How did you transition to being a co-producer and co-writer for the sequel? I'm curious.
Oh, that's a great question. And just to kind of close out the last thought that I was making.
Yeah.
So Stokely Carmichael, he said.
Oh,
that,
sorry. No. Yes. Yeah. So let's go back. So Stokely Carmichael, NAACP, give us that historic nugget that most people have forgotten.
Yeah, so Stokely Carmichael admitted in the 90s, and we have video footage of this. In fact, it's in Uncle Tom 2, where he said that he was part of that agenda to impress the term African-American onto black folks. And what he had in mind is, if you think you are an American, you'll fight to preserve and to conserve capitalist America. However, if you know you're not an American, you'll fight to destroy America. And he was absolutely right. I mean, look at the riots. Look at the fact that a lot of these egalitarian socialist programs that are being pushed in this country, they're using black people to do it. And, you know, it's unfortunate what's happening, but it was important to showcase that in the film. To your question about how I got involved in Uncle Tom 2, as you mentioned, I was running my business here in Dallas, Texas. My business is still active. We're still going. We're still, you know, taking care of our customers. But I am a natural researcher. If something interests me, I'm going to obsess over it. I'm going to dig deep into it and find out everything I can about it. That's something that Justin Malone, the director, noticed in me. And so he asked me if I'd be willing to come on board to join he and Larry's Uncle Tom team, and I was happy to do so. So I downscaled my plumbing company and working for Malone Pictures full time. And I'm proud of the work that we're doing.
Well, you've done an amazing job. Everybody needs to go and watch it. It's Uncle Tom 2, the sequel at salemnow.com. I have to ask you, with you know, this change you've made and the story that you've told about yourself, what is your response when you're told by white people that America is systemically racist, Chad?
That's a lot to deconstruct, and it's a lot to unpack. I mean, they are literally somebody who are regurgitating things that they've been taught, things that our own public school system is teaching our youth. And so they're basically just kind of mimicking things that they've heard. And it's kind of a slap in the face to black people, because it presumes that as black people, because we can't take care of ourselves, because we don't know how to utilize this thing called capitalism, because we don't know how to interact and engage in the free market system, we need to be taken care of. So we need socialism to take care of us. And it's not so much that the system is systemically racist. It's more the case that we do have still some relics of a meritocracy. And so if America requires you to be a person of merit, and you're saying that black culture is incapable of being people of merit, then naturally you need some kind of egalitarian system to come along and take care of those who are incapable of being people of merit. And so that's what they're assuming, and that's what they're saying when they say that America is systemically racist.
And one of the fascinating things in the movie, which is a complete kind of volte-face, a kind of reappreciation of what really happened in America, is I think, who is it that says it? One of your experts, one of your guests says, if you think they took God out of the public schools, you don't know anything about the public school system. They didn't take it out of the schools. The public school system was designed to be secular. It was designed to go against the church. These are the things that you can learn, even if you're not an immigrant to the United States, from Larry Elder's, Chad Jackson's incredible movie. So many amazing people in it, like Vody Bochum. You've got to see it today. It should be a book. Maybe I've given you an idea. Uncle Tom 2, the sequel, salemnow.com, salemnow.com. And don't forget, you can follow our guest at Chad O. Jackson on Twitter. Keep doing what you do, my friend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear those words? Pain-free? That should be you. That could be you. But there's only one way to find out, but it's okay. It's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Things are about to get MAGA-nificent. America First with Dr. G.
They're always MAGA-nificent here. That's why the show is called America First. And it's why we have amazing warriors for the truth, like my colleague Jennifer Horn with us every single week. Jennifer, welcome back to America First.
Thank you. Nice to be back. I feel like these weeks are just going by quickly, aren't they?
You know, now that you say that, I feel like we're getting back into, you know, Trump era time. I used to call it moving at the speed of Trump. Things are accelerating, aren't they, Jen?
Yeah, it's like a ceiling fan around here, not only with the news cycle, but I feel like I just put out my fall decorations last year. Now they're out again. I'm already starting to think about Christmas. My grandfather used to say, and he was a wise man, The older you get, that life is like a roll of toilet paper, and the closer you get to the end, the quicker it goes.
That is that like a Czechoslovak phrase? What is that like?
Isn't that pretty good?
That is good. That is that's like deep Eastern
thoughts.
European philosophy. All right, she's the host of the Morning Answer and the Inland Empire Answer, AM 870, AM 590. Follow her on Twitter at Jennifer Horn. Are you on Truth Social?
Absolutely. You follow me there.
Good. Well, okay. I'm just asking for the sake of our millions of listeners. I'm just being polite.
At Jennifer Horn. We love it.
Okay. And at CRN Digital Talk. Right. You've got, I just looked at the stories you sent me. I think four of them can't be true. You will sadly explain how they are. But before we go there, I want to get a little bit of deep, deep wisdom from the second in command in America, who I always wondered. I mean, I drive past them every day on my way to work and on the way home. I always wondered what a community bank was. And here's Kamala Harris explaining what this complicated phrase community bank actually means.
So we invested an additional $12 billion into community banks, because we know community banks are in the community and understand the needs and desires of that community, as well as the talent and capacity of community.
Does that clear things up for you, Jen?
You know, it's like when we go to the recreation center, Seb, and we have recreation because it's a recreation center.
Right, because I could have gone there to like stress out or, commit some crime, but it's a recreation center.
We recreate there. Yes, we have recreation.
So hang on. Are you saying
center.
That in the swimming pool I might get wet?
That's right, because it's a pool that you swim in.
Oh, how do we survive without
mind blown,
this?
Right?
How do we survive without the help of our betters? I mean, really.
It is. Thank God she is in charge. I mean, she's the border czar. The president, I like to call him Chairman Biden, he calls her the president. I mean, thank God she carries such important stature because, you know, we're in good hands.
All right.
It's so
before we get to your California stories, I want to have a little fun because, you've got a good sense of humor. There are three gentlemen I'm going to recognize from our Orlando stations: Joe Ferraro, Pete Packett, and Tim Robish, the GM, who have been trying to deliver a package to our studio for the last week. FedEx refused to leave it here, and there's nobody at the front desk to sign for it. So finally, they had it redirected. I picked it up from my post office box today. Let's go to camera four. Do you love bobbleheads, Jen?
Look at that. First of all, this is like Jim Rome's show. This is great.
Oh!
I love it.
That's it. That's it. I know it. We have proof that you are colluding with my producer, Jen.
What are you talking about? Now, that is a great bobblehead, and I love that you
borrowed. Yeah, but who is it off? Who is a bobblehead off?
Jim Rome.
Right, you're fired. All the money I've been paying you for 3 years now, I'm going to take it back.
No, in all honesty, Jeff did tell me, go say it's Jim Rome. That's but let me tell you, camera four, first of all, I love the angle, and that's a cool bobblehead, and I'm going to tell you this in all seriousness. That is the coolest bobblehead I have ever seen, and I have a collection of bobbleheads.
What?
Because I love the Dodgers. You know, we're going to the World Series, by the way, knock on something.
So you have Dodger bobbleheads?
And that one's way cooler than any of the Dodger bobbleheads.
Well, because
I'm on
a Harley. I went to their Freedom Expo in Orlando. They held it in a Harley dealership because they're bloody geniuses. It's where I met amazing people like Gene DeSantis, the legend in the gun industry. And I tried out one of their Harleys, and they said, we tried to ship you one, but it's a little bit big. So they sent me that little bobbleheady one. It's good, right?
It's really, really cool. That's the best one. That needs to be prominently placed, even if you do have a likeness to Jim Rome. You know, I think it needs to be prominently
even if I have no idea
studio.
Who you're talking about. Right. Yeah, it's far too much collusion going on here.
No,
enough
I love
collusion.
It.
All right.
It's good.
Let's go to a story that I wasn't familiar with who this person is, but I saw her photograph, you know, being led off in shackles all over the internet at the weekend.
Barefoot, by the way.
So who is Sheila Kuhl? And what did the California Attorney's Office just do?
Okay, so first of all, do you love old TV shows like I do, right? You like Gilligan's Island?
Yeah, we never had that. I'm familiar with it. We didn't have it in the UK, but whether it's, the Jetsons, whether it's the Rockford Files, I love all that stuff. But is she a character from Gilligan's Island?
Well, spoiler alert, they never got off of Gilligan's Island. But
what?
Gilligan, what was his name? Bob Denver, starred on another show called Dobie Gillis. On that show, Sheila Kuhl, who now sits on the L.A. County Board of Supervisors, was a child actress.
No.
She's now an out-of-the-closet lesbian serving in the Board of Supervisors, I think for the last probably 10 years or so. We can count my math on that. Not running for reelection. But as most California politicians learn quickly, if they don't know when they go into office, you can get a lot of power and a lot of money for yourself if you award these no-bid contracts to your friends. And Sheila Kuhl is now being accused by the L.A. Sheriff's Department. And they had a warrant when they went into their home to raid her, take her cell phone, her computer. She got to taste what a raid felt like. But here's the difference, Seb. She was warned by the FBI. She was warned by the judge the day before the agents showed up and the officers came in to raid her home. The sheriff's department wants to know how she was given that heads up by her legal representation. There is also some questions about what she did to get into trouble. She has a very close bosom friend who has been one of her allies for a long time, who's donated very generously to her campaigns through the last few years. And she was awarded this sexual harassment hotline for the subway, the metro in Los Angeles. And when you take into account how many calls went into that sexual harassment hotline, it came down to $8,000 a call that this group made.
There's a typo in that article. Are you serious?
$8,000 a call. And what's really funny is if you ride the subway, in L.A., like every 4 seconds, they tell you, if you're a victim of sexual abuse on this train, please call. It's almost like they're giving people suggestions or ideas about what to do.
How many cops could you actually put on, you know, in each carriage for that kind of money?
Well, and here, exactly. And they've been giving the sheriff at the Board of Supervisors, they've been giving the sheriff a hard time because he wants to pull his deputies off the train because the Board of Supervisors wanted to pull them from their uniforms, wanted to tell them that they couldn't carry guns or firearms on the train. It's been this whole deal. So now Sheila Kuhl comes out there and says, well, I'm a political victim. This is just persecution because the L.A. sheriff hates me. Well, the sheriff recused himself from this very fairly. He kind of came out and he said, now you know what it feels like to be Donald Trump, because there's a lot of things that you could correlate. A lot of situations are similar in this. And now what we're finding out is this corrupt attorney general who's never won election in the state of California, who's on the ballot in 48 days, Rob Bonta, appointed by Gavin Newsom, has now pulled the investigation from the sheriff's department, even though the sheriff himself has recused himself from this. He's pulled it, and I can guarantee you this thing is going to go poof into the clouds. They wanted to have a third party come in, just like Trump asked for, and it's really funny. When it's the liberals and the power establishment of L.A. County, they're totally fine with all of the circumstances until Donald Trump asked for them, and then all of a sudden they go, oh, we can't have that. But a special master would be fine in the case of Sheila Kuhl because they want to protect themselves. It's really hypocritical. And we're finding out that they're going to pull this, I'm telling you, under the rug. This thing will disappear. There will be no investigations. No bid contracts will continue. And the cronyism that is California politics will just continue to grow and roll on because they make it disappear when we're a state that's got one party rule in it.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. It's I wanted to mention it. We'll talk about it in the next segment. It's another example of just how incredibly crooked the justice system has become, not just in the swamp. I look at South Dakota and this individual, Shannon Brandt, who murdered an 18-year-old because he is a conservative and a Trump supporter. This individual who murdered Kyla Ellingson walked out of the jail with a $50,000 bond. If somebody had murdered a Democrat supporter of Biden, you know for a fact they wouldn't have walked out of the jail. We're talking to Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn. And don't forget, we are on all social media except the fascistic YouTube. So whether it is Truth Social like Jennifer, Seb Gorka, or Twitter, Seb Gorka, or Facebook, Instagram, or don't forget also we have our Rumble channel as well. You need to follow us on all of them so you never miss a second of the show. The audio of the podcast is available on Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Do leave us a 5-star review. It helps with those dastardly algorithms, and share the links with your friends. We'll be back with Jennifer after these messages.
I want his death to mean something. Depending on the time, there's between. For a long time, it was 22 active duty soldiers or veterans that commit suicide every day of the year, on average. That number during the pandemic has gone up to about 30. So I think something really needs to be done, because it's just not right for these people to risk their lives and then come back and not get all the support they need.
It's not 22 now. Under the pandemic, it went up to 30 veterans taking their own lives every single day. What do we do? How can we help stop that? Well, there is one organization that is helping our veterans after they return from combat duty, not just reintegrate into everyday life here in America as civilians, but help them find a little piece of tranquility, a little salve against the psychological damage they've suffered by the things they've seen. It's called the Mighty Oaks Foundation. It's run by combat veterans like Chad Robichaud, who's a great friend of the show. They have a series of ranches that the veterans can go to just to find themselves. They're not charged a penny for that restorative stay. Will you do something to help those veterans? Will you help if you haven't served this nation in uniform, or if you've weathered your service well without trauma, without PTSD, or just want to help those who have it like maybe you did? Please go to my website, support Mighty Oaks today. You're really doing the Lord's work to help those who stood on the wall for us, to protect us. It's sebgorka.com, and at the very top, you'll see my photograph with Chad and with the phrase, Restore Our Warriors. It's an amazing service that you are involved in. If you support them, give as much as you can. It is sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and it's the tab at the very top, Restore Our Warriors. Thank you to all of you. We are back with our West Coast Warrior Princess, Jennifer Horn, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Jennifer, I feel very much like a grown-up because last year my wife and I, she's the real grown-up, but she hired an attorney to make to write our wills, to put, get a trust so our kids won't have to deal with all of this stuff if we shuffle off this mortal coil, as the bard puts it.
We all go at some point.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you got your what is it? Your 3 score years or your 4 score years and 10, and then you have to answer some questions like, how do you want? What do you want them to do with your body? I don't like this cremation thing. I think it's creepy to be burnt. I think that's for hell. Hopefully I'm not going there. So I had to pick a place to be buried. And I picked a place with my wife. It's where we spend our summer holidays. But it wasn't a landfill. I guess in California, that's an option now?
Well, you know, to the trash heap with you. So this is interesting. And I posed this to our friend, Grant Stinchfield. I know he's been here on the program with you.
Yes.
And he's my co-host on The Morning Answer. And so I said, okay, we've been talking a lot about the Queen's funeral, and that makes you kind of think of your own longevity. What do you want to do? Well, he wants to be sprinkled on his golf course. And I, like you, don't like the idea of being cremated.
Good.
I know I'll be gone, but I don't like that. I guess burial's okay. I've read that you can be turned into a diamond, which I'm really excited about that. I'm taking volunteers if anybody wants to like sit on me, because I think you need pressure, right?
quite a bit of pressure.
Quite a bit of pressure, right? So if you know you can turn yourself into a diamond, that's a good one. So California says, you know, it's really not environmentally sound to put all these dead guys in the ground. So what can we do with them? That's how they talk here in California.
You've got to have that optic at the end of the sentence.
You really do. Yeah. It's so gross to put so many dead guys in the ground, and we're just running out of room. So the geniuses in the California State Assembly said, what could we do? Well, why not do what the farmers do? And they have signed a human composting bill. It's now legal. This is Assembly Bill 351. And it's going to allow natural organic reduction burials beginning in 2026.
So do you just walk into a field and like keel over and they leave you there in the field? How does it work? I'm curious.
Throw some coffee grounds on you.
Right.
Know, like you're just supposed to do home composting.
Banana peel, a little bit of coffee grounds.
Right. So what they do is they put you in some sort of steel container. And then they cover you with different organic material and wood chips, cedar chips. I guess that's a big key component of this.
Okay.
And then they leave you there for about 45 days. Once you've turned into dirt, here's the great part. You can either send yourself back to your loved ones so that they can, like, fertilize their yards or something with you. Or you can donate yourself to, like, indigenous state-run land, conservation land, and you can be sprinkled there. Isn't that nice?
So is that like some kind of response to white guilt that you can...
Yeah, and I think also petunia guilt. You know, if you haven't taken good care of your petunias, you can put grandpa in there.
So this is law now, right? This is law.
This is law. 2027, you'll be able to do human composting.
So you still have brownouts. You're not allowed to use electricity at certain hours of the day, but you can compost yourself.
You can absolutely do that because it's better for the environment.
Got it. Okay, let's move on to...
Because, you know, there's a lot of energy for crematoriums and a lot of chemicals that go into the water.
Let's move on to Looneyville story number two. Is there going to be a duel between Newsom and DeSantis? Is it going to be sabers at dawn? What's the latest?
God, I hope so. I'm going to tell you right now, I do hope eventually these two run against each other for the presidency, because I will have the popcorn ready. We can have debate parties all day long, because all you have to do is show the differences between California and Florida and you win a presidential election. But Gavin Newsom, who is literally certifiably a maniac, and I don't like to, you know this, I don't like to diagnose people with medical conditions, but the guy's the governor of California.
Yeah.
He is up for election in November. I know he's not concerned about it. He's running against Brian Dahle, who's in the California State Senate. But he seems to forget that he's not running for the presidency already, or maybe he thinks that he's running for Florida governor because he is obsessed, like every other leftist in this country, with what Ron DeSantis is doing. And
but why is that? Why are these leftists so obsessed with a governor of Florida? I don't get it.
You know what? Just the same way, look, of two people on this planet, in this country at least, who the media is obsessed with, it's Donald Trump and it's Ron DeSantis. And so clearly they both pose a threat to the leftist way of life. They are set. We saw what happened today with Letitia James. They are set to destroy, not just take down Donald Trump anymore. They want to destroy him. And they have no basis to do it. They are doing the same thing with Ron DeSantis. So, I mean, the proof is perfect with the Martha's Vineyard story. Poor Governor Greg Abbott has been sitting in Texas for months now, shipping migrants or invaders from the third world, as I like to call them, to places like Washington, D.C. He's been sending him to Chicago, New York, and yeah, it's gotten a little attention. But my goodness, Ron DeSantis puts 48 people on a plane and sends them to Martha's Vineyard, and everybody's head is exploding, and now it's a front burner. It's because he threatens them, and that's why Gavin Newsom goes after him. He has spent more money running against Ron DeSantis in this election he's having in his brain than he has on his own governor's race here in California. He hasn't spent a dime on that.
Well, it's beautiful to watch. At least we now have it confirmed for us that we have border security in America. Well, in a very little part of it, it's called Martha's Vineyard. She is Jennifer Horn. Follow her at Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer, AM 870 and AM 590. Also at CRN Talk. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, make sure that you are subscribed to our podcast. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka in America First, and you'll never miss one of our one-on-ones. Stay with us on this channel.
Happy warriors on America First.
In 2015, I tried to commit suicide. I tried to take my own life. I took a bunch of pills and tried to drive off a cliff. By 2023, we will have more deaths by suicide than we will post 9/11 combat.
Babe is referring to a report out just this summer that estimates that since 9/11, we've lost more active duty personnel and veterans to suicide than those actually killed in combat.
Just think about that for a second, guys. More veterans in America died at their own hands than were killed in combat. How do we stop that? How do we get that number of 22 per day committing suicide down to zero? Can we do that? Well, there's one way. We help those who've been in theater not only reintegrate, but to put salve on the psychological wounds they suffer beyond the physical ones. There are many organizations that try and do that. One of the best that we are honored to be associated with that is run by combat veterans is Mighty Oaks. Will you please support this organization helping our veterans who stood on the wall? They have a series of ranches where they send the veterans at no cost to those who fought for us to find some tranquility, some peace, and just find their way again. Please support this organization. Will you donate as much as you can afford right now, because it is for those who protected us. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Restore Our Warriors tab right at the top. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. And it's very easy. You can see me at the top with Shad Robichaud, a Marine combat veteran, and it says Restore Our Warriors.
Thank you for helping those who stand on the wall for us every single day. All right, we're here to speak the truth, even if the left hates it. If they get crazy about it, it means we're winning. One of the biggest issues out there are the transgender extremists. We have an individual with us right now who has made a movie about the insanity, and he's going to reveal some of the things he found. His name is Frank Panico. Frank, welcome to America First.
Hi, thank you. It's my pleasure to be on your show.
All right, so this movie, transwreckmovie.com. Tell us first, what inspired you to deal with this diabolical plot that attacks our children?
Yes, you used the right word. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It is diabolical and it's evil. This is my 10th film, and whenever I start a film, I want to basically say, you know, is this something God would be happy with, you know? And like my last films had to do with abortion, how it's more murder. And my film before that, how we need to come together and not divide our nation with black and white. So I kind of asked God, you know, like, do I feel it's okay in his eyes to the message I'm conveying? And I'm sure he would be approving of the message of conveying to stop destroying his creation by mutilating it. You know, the evil one wants to destroy God's, we're created in God's image. And I feel that he very much wants to destroy that through abortion, through suicide, through the self-mutilization. So this film touches base on the moral and the spiritual as well as the scientific viewpoints of the film.
So tell us one. I want everybody to go see the movie. You can follow this man. It's Frank Panico, P-A-N-I-C-O on Twitter. It's trans, as in transgender, transwreckmovie.com. Just share as much as you can, given that this is, you know, radio across the nation in the afternoon, some of the things that you found as you were researching and making your movie.
Well, a lot of the most suicides come after someone transitions. So it's a big lie when somebody says, if you don't affirm your child and tell them, yes, it's okay, that they'll kill themselves. The facts are they're 19 more times likely to kill themselves after they transition. Also through Walt Heyer, who's in my, like, it's all a big lie. Like, even the word transgender, it's a lie because no one could change their sex. You can just like masculinize, you know, women and feminize men. No one could actually change their sex. So the whole word is a lie. It's big lie.
Yeah, the concept, I mean, you can't change your genetic chromosomal makeup. So the idea that you can transition from anything to anything is actually science denial. Frank, did you identify the source? I mean, this isn't happening by accident. This is a new thing. It is, as Dr. Miriam Lieberman said on our show, this is like a psychic epidemic. Who's behind all of this? Is there a force? Is there an organization that's driving this? What did your research find?
Well, I'll have to first say off the bat, it's a spiritual battle driven by Satan.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, having said that, the schools are pushing it immensely on our children. Social media is pushing it immensely on our children. It's on television. It's everywhere you turn. It's almost like a fad. You know, and like Walt Heyer says in my film, like, you know, a young girl, 14, doesn't get along with people, real shy. She can suck the air out of a room just by saying, hey, I'm transgender. And all of a sudden she's in a group, you know? So there are a lot of things. What I learned is it's not about gender. It stems from trauma from the past, whether it be abused or pornography. It's really not about gender. It's about the person really just hating themselves and wanting to change. You know, Walt Heyer asks every person he talks to him, is like, what exactly do you hate about yourself? So it's kind of not really about gender. And just so you know, if you don't mind if I throw it out there, I'm having a premiere of the film in the Woodlands, Texas, at Grace Church in the Woodlands, Grace Woodlands, at 6:30 tomorrow, which is Thursday. So, and my website is transrecmovie.com.
Yep, yeah, absolutely, guys. Check out the premiere if you're in the area, and please support this man because he is fighting for some of the most vulnerable in society. Transrecmovie.com, transrecmovie.com. Thank you, Mr. Panico. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating. 500,000 Americans right now, me included, but it's not just me. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is her story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Her hip pain is gone. Whether it's your back, your shoulders, your knees, whatever it is, order the 3-week quick starter pack right now at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That number again, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.